from Graph Expo 2007 in Chicago. This is NAPL Graph Expo Update. Brought to you by NAPL, the Trade Association for Excellence in Graphic Communications Management, on the web at napl.org. This podcast and all of NAPL's 2007 podcasts are brought to you by HP, a leading supplier to the graphic communications industry, on the web at hp.com. Hello and welcome to this NAPL podcast, recorded live at Graph Expo 2007 in Chicago. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Graph Expo offers the industry's largest exhibition of printing and graphic communications equipment, technology, supplies, and services. This year's show is one of the biggest, with more than 440,000 square feet of exhibits. While Graph Expo will help you equip your business, NAPL, the Trade Association for Excellence in Graphic Communications Management, provides members with the insights, strategies, and guidance they need to build their business. Hello and welcome to the NAPL Graph Expo podcast. This is Steve Lubetkin in Chicago, and with us in this podcast program is Mary Redmond, who's an associate consultant of NAPL and an equipment lease review specialist. Mary has a unique and highly specialized set of skills that she brings to graphic arts industry owners and senior managers. For the past 5 years, her work with clients has helped them reduce equipment lease and loan costs and negotiate fair and equitable financing. That's resulted in a collective savings of more than $4.5 million. Mary developed her expertise over a 21-year career as a sales representative in the leasing industry for such leasing giants as GE Capital, Mellon U.S. Leasing, Wells Fargo Equipment Finance, and Oryx Financial Services. She started her own firm, Independent Lease Review Incorporated, in 2002. It's a client-side consulting practice, and today she works with printing companies nationwide, as well as manufacturers, law firms, and municipalities. Mary speaks nationally on the subject of equipment leasing, contract negotiations, the RFP process, team building, and communication skills, and she's been featured in numerous publications. Mary Redmond, welcome to the NAPL Graph Expo podcast.
Thank you, Steve. I'm really excited about this year's show.
Mary, with all the equipment that's on display here at Graph Expo, it's a good setting to discuss the kind of work that you do, which is helping printers with their leasing issues for equipment. Why don't we start off by talking about the growing popularity of leasing? According to the Department of Commerce, about 80% of all companies, let's not even talk about printers, but 80% of all companies are leasing equipment. What are some of the advantages of leasing as you see them?
Especially for printers, what I find is that cash flow seems to be the key reason that printers choose to lease. I was just speaking with a printer who's in an unusual situation. He never leases because he has adequate cash flow. However, that wasn't always the case. 5 years ago, he leased. Leasing preserves your cash flow. It allows you to buy your ink, your paper, your other assets on your line of credit. You use it on your line of credit. Never put long-term equipment on your bank line. Preserve your bank line. Use a long-term source like leasing to finance new equipment acquisitions and expansions.
So, Mary, once a company has decided to lease rather than buy, as you're suggesting, what are some of the things they need to keep in mind before they sign that leasing contract? Or aren't all of the equipment leases pretty much the same? Obviously, from the smile on your face, I can see they're not.
Well, a lot of the documents are titled Standard Equipment Lease. And some of my clients say, well, if it's standard, isn't that just the way it should be? And it's not negotiable. The main key that I share in workshops that I conduct for printers is everything is negotiable. They work very hard at negotiating the price on the equipment and then forget that all the terms, or almost 100% of the terms are negotiable within a lease. And so if you begin to say, gee, if they're negotiable, what do I focus on? When we review a lease, and what I guide people who attend my workshops to do is to read the lease at least 3 times. Read it with a highlighter, a yellow legal pad, and probably some post-its. The post-its help you when you're reading along to say, okay, I can return this press per conditions of paragraph 18. Oh, I'll read that later. No, stop right there. Go to paragraph 18 and realize what that paragraph must prepare you to do in order to return the equipment. So when you buy it, you negotiate a lot of the terms. At the end of the lease, you can negotiate what happens at the end of the lease. And actually, during the lease, there are some things that you need to manage to ensure that you don't pay too much on a lease. So don't just take that lease and stick it in a drawer. Make sure that if there's notification provisions that say you must notify us 180 days before the end of this lease, that you do that. Otherwise, you may find that you are in an automatic renewal, which means the 4-year lease you signed on that new digital copier just became 5 years long. It renewed for 12 additional payments.
See, I would think that some of the people listening to this program would be thinking, well, my biggest concern is getting the lowest monthly payment I can get. Is there, like you've just described, are there other things that people have to keep in mind besides the lowest payment?
Exactly, Steve, and it's a good question. Most printers say, well, this piece of equipment will be $5,000 a month or $1,000 a month on the high end, on the low end, or $20,000 a month. Okay, and equipment from provider B or vendor B is $19,000. Gee, I think that provider B or vendor B is the best deal. Well, if you read the lease, you'll find out, oh, with vendor B, I have to pay first and last payment in advance. I have a $500 documentation fee. Vendor A had the sales tax included, had the property tax included, had the insurance tax or the insurance included, and vendor B didn't. So even though vendor B has a $19,000 payment, he's really not lower. And it's not apparent at the beginning. You have to read all of the contract to find out what's included.
So sort of hidden or unexpected costs.
The charges that are unexpected, and you only find that out if you read the contract.
So how can a professional like yourself help a company structure the best possible lease deal?
Some of the printers that I've worked with have brought me in very early in the process of acquisition of equipment. And they say, Mary, can you help us write an RFP? I don't write RFPs for equipment. I write them for the money. Most of the time, they've negotiated the price of the equipment, and the leasing numbers come right from that equipment manufacturer or dealer. They go, oh, this must be the best deal. I encourage them in our term sheet or RFP to go out and offer three or four independent leasing companies the opportunity to bid on that financing. And once you have four or five players involved, now you can negotiate. You have a lot of choices. And you always want to say, okay, here's my term sheet. This is what I will accept in financing. This is what I need in the financing. And I have five sources who will provide that. Now, read the contracts, read the proposals, and you have a real good horse race going on, because you have five sources who can give you what you want.
Wouldn't a company's accountant or an attorney find the same potential pitfalls in a lease that a professional lease reviewer like yourself would find?
I thought that for years. I came from the equipment leasing industry, or as I sometimes now refer to it, I worked for 21 years on the dark side. I earned my income by working for leasing companies, and I kept waiting for an accountant or an attorney to come to me because I had the authority to negotiate a lot of the terms of the contracts. Accountant and attorney never came to me and said, well, about this money stuff, are we paying too much? They usually leave that decision up to the company owner or the chief financial officer. Lawyers look at legal, accountants look at tax issues. All very important advisors to every printer. You've got to have them involved in your transaction. One reads legal words, one reads tax treatment. I read what's in between, which is seeing if you're paying too much and then providing the information to know what you should change.
Now, I understand that the work that you've been doing has saved printers anywhere between 5 and 15% on some of the leases that they've structured. Talk a little bit about some of the successes you've had.
I had a county, and I can't say where they are. They brought me in on December 1, and they needed to make their decision and sign contracts by December 31st. The old equipment was going out. The new equipment was going to come in. They had sent an RFP out for leasing and equipment. When I analyzed what they were getting, the bid was not competitive at all, and the terms of the lease were not competitive. They were spending $1.2 million on equipment. We cut their lease total payout by $330,000.
That's huge.
That's huge. It's huge. They were so ecstatic. And I said, we could have saved more if we'd have started earlier. I helped a small printer, an NAPL member, Kevin Carlisle, with Perfect Image Printing. And with Kevin, he again needed help on a term sheet. He was getting new equipment. The dealer said, here's my best leasing company that I work with. Here's their price. And Kevin said, oh, I think it's about 8% on the rate on the deal. When I analyzed it, it was 16%. I said, let's see if we can't get a better source than this. I wrote up a term sheet for him. We distributed it to 4 additional sources. He ended up choosing a leasing company brought in by his bank. We saved $7,500 for him. So here's a small printer that saves $7,500, a big county that we helped save $330,000. We can save them a lot of money, and or I can teach a class that will help them be able to do a lot of it themselves. There's 2 ways to see if we can't give you a hand.
It sounds like an easy decision for printers to make to consider having someone with that kind of expertise look at their leases. Mary, there are many printers who are doing mergers and acquisitions or thinking about the future growth of their company as having a merger or acquisition component. What do they need to keep in mind about their leases when they're considering M&A?
Great question, Steve. And I think sometimes people forget when they're buying a company, well, I'm going to just assume all of those leases, right? No, that's wrong. Number one, almost every lease contract I've ever seen says these leases are not assumable. You cannot assign the lease to a new owner. What it probably says is something more like, if there is any change in ownership or management, any major change in this company, you must notify the leasing company immediately in writing. And then it's up to the leasing company to decide what to do. They could say, you have to pay us off completely. Or they could say, that's fine. Great. Let's look at who you are going to have assume this lease. And they get to approve or decline the credit on that company who is assuming the lease. So in a merger or an acquisition, you're picking up another company and all their leases. What if you're the weaker of the two? That equipment cannot be assumed unless the leasing company, and the leases on that cannot be assumed unless the leasing company approves it. So you, number one, have to let them know in writing in advance of the acquisition. You are told whether by the leasing company whether they can be assumed in this particular situation based on the credit strength of the new company. And in many cases, it is going to be that particular lease is going to be rewritten, not just assumed. And they are going to rewrite it. So you have to analyze the rewriting of that lease. And for in the situation of a seller, the seller wants to be released from all future obligations. So if I'm selling my business because I'm retiring, I have to make sure that my personal guarantees have been released and I have no further obligations on these leases. As a buyer or an acquiring company, I want to make sure I'm not picking up any obligations or financial expenses that I hadn't planned on. So either side needs to take those leases and really look at them deeply to make sure they're not in default by something they're doing, or they're paying too much in assuming the leases.
It's really important advice for people who are excited about the idea of buying a new company or merging their company that they need to focus on that leasing.
Exactly.
Mary, we were both at the Soderstrom Society dinner last night, and I heard you talking to somebody about the book that you have coming out.
Yes.
About leasing. Tell us a little bit about the book. It's coming out through NAPL,
it's
I understand.
Coming out. NAPL is going to be carrying that book and offering it to the members and to all of the graphic arts industry. It's called The Lease Speak Dictionary, what those leasing terms really mean. Ray Prince, one of our NAPL consultants, said of my book, he said, if you can't take Mary Redmond to a negotiation, then you darn well better have her book in your briefcase, because going to one without that book or without Mary is just crazy.
Do we know when the book is coming out? Do we have a schedule
yet? It should be out in November.
Terrific. We'll be looking for it. And it sounds like it could be useful to people in any kind of leasing environment, not just in the printing industry.
Exactly. What we find is people should really have that as a resource on their bookshelf at all times. They grab it, they look at it, and they say, what would Mary say about what that really means when I see the words standard lease or interim rent or operating lease? Because the format of it is, let's define it, and then let's give you some tips on what to do about it. So it's a very easy to read, very quick reference book whenever you need it.
Some great advice for printers looking at leasing. Thanks for being with us on the podcast, Mary.
Thank you so much, Steve.
We hope you enjoyed this NAPL podcast program. If you have comments or suggestions about our podcasts, please drop us an email. The address is napl@professionalpodcasts.com. You can also send us your comments by calling our podcast comment line. In the United States, the phone number is +1-856-861-6146. Calling from Europe, you can dial our London number, which is +44-020-7193-6146. Again, if you'd like more information on the value of NAPL membership or on how NAPL's professional services group can help your business, visit our website at napl.org or call 1-800-642-NAPL. That's 1-800-642-6275. Until next time, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out there on the net. So long from Graph Expo 2007, and take good care.